And joining us now on the Revel Wireless Hotline, making his regular appearance here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Bernie Kosar. Hey, Bern, how was your weekend?
Well, good weekend. Hey, before we get started, happy President's Day. Yes. But I think a little prayer out to Dr. Jerry Buss, the great Lakers owner who's passed away today.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, Bernie. He was kind of a defining guy, not just for the NBA, but I think in sports in general, and definitely knew the meaning of Showtime when it came to that basketball team.
You know, people thought that when he bought the team for $67 million and the hockey team and the forum, that was the biggest price tag for a sports team then, and they thought he was crazy and wrong. And it's nice to see how wrong he proved all the naysayers back then.
A real trendsetter.
And hey, you mentioned about this weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to pretend I'm 25 years old, going out, and I'm feeling great to be able to run around with everybody.
Yeah.
But Longaberger had a really nice event, had over 300 of our top salespeople coming in, and all the talking that I did over 96 hours and then taking them out and playing with them in the cold weather wasn't exactly conducive to a good voice on a Monday radio show.
I know. You're playing hurt a little bit on that, and we appreciate the fact that you're still with us here today. And I know some hot tea and lemon and all that will take care of that. But Bernie, let's talk a little bit about the Combine, which is coming up this week. This show will be there broadcasting on Thursday and Friday from Indianapolis. And some items from that. The biggest, I guess, today is report from ESPN that that Matt Barkley, the USC quarterback, won't be throwing there. There had been original reports and thoughts that he would. This apparently stemming from an injury he suffered months ago during the season, but no one's really sure what his reason is. And he also said he might run, which, of course, implies that there's a possibility he won't do that either. So your thoughts on Barkley in this quarterback thin draft, at least that's how it's perceived, that he's not throwing and helping his chances to possibly be the top guy.
Well, let's first start for Cleveland fans and Matt Barkley. Absolutely not. There's no way that I would want to invest and have him be my starting quarterback right now. I'm not trying to be mean. I like him. I don't like the way he's talking about the combines. It's the most important thing ever that I'm going to do. No, it's not. It's not the most important thing. The most important thing is going to be when he plays on Sunday and tries to win games, and that's to be determined. You know, I actually, the first thing that hits my mind is the shoulder isn't completely healthy. And if that's the case, then I understand not throwing. But if that's not the case, then I absolutely, absolutely disagree with it. And his statements make me even sicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the comments to the effect that this is probably the biggest day of my life coming up. He said this is like the SAT times thousands. I hear the whole couple of days is a grind, but I'm looking forward to that challenge. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I hear what you're saying, putting a lot of investment in that, knowing obviously to a great degree that draft stock is impacted by that, but I hear what you're saying in a bigger picture sense and how you evaluate it. You got to look beyond what he does or doesn't do at the combine, but you
I would and think, his mindset and his yeah. mindset and how he's thinking and what is important to him and what isn't important to him. And if it's important to him to make money and do the best he can at the combine so he makes money, I know it's easy to say. I never even considered that. I just wanted to get to a team and be competent and play good and let the guys know that I deserve to be there. And that was a single focus and obsession that I really think the great quarterbacks, the good quarterbacks have to have. And if you're worried about all this other stuff, it pollutes your ability to be a good quarterback, especially early. And if I may add, I think guys and teams are going to be concerned about already having a shoulder problem before he starts his pro career.
Yeah, that's the thing about this not throwing, because it will raise that question And again, if he's genuinely unable to do it, that's a problem for him. But if he can throw and he's just saving it for the pro day, which so many quarterbacks have done, I think that too is an issue, especially when you know Geno Smith from West Virginia, Ryan Nassib from Syracuse, a couple of the names that are considered among the top prospects at quarterback are planning to throw and do everything at the combine.
And maybe in the past, it was okay to not do that. It was in vogue to have your pro day. Today, the game is changing. And the quarterbacks who are throwing at these combines, and I have to say, too, and again, I hate keep going back to myself, but the when you really want to be a quarterback and you want to start for a team, I'll throw anytime, anywhere, to anybody, period.
Right.
And if you could, I'd love to throw at the combines. I'll throw any time.
Sure.
I just don't care. And if he wanted to dispel the shoulder thing, then he should definitely throw, and he's completely wrong and getting horrible advice. And, again, I don't want to come too hard like I am if he's hurt. Mm-hmm. If it's not healthy, hey, it's not healthy. Let's go all the way back to our career and Jim Kelly, who you know.
Yep.
He wasn't ready early. But when he was at his pro day, phenomenal, and he had a brilliant career.
Yeah, he had suffered that shoulder injury in his senior season at Miami. But exactly, that is a good comparison with Kelly and the situation now facing Matt Barkley. Bernie Kosar is joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, another combine related item is kind of interesting that's been reported. The NFL distributing an internal memo, and apparently an NFL network had reported this, that there is a new test measuring a wide range of competencies, including learning styles, motivation, decision-making skills, responding to pressure or unexpected stimuli, and more intellect. It sounds like, Bernie, this is a more expansive test than the Wonderlic, which has, of course, been the standard for many, many years.
Well, I kind of like to see it. I don't mind that they're trying it and trying to get into those type of things. And, yeah, I would definitely look at it, just like I would look at the Wonderlic. But my core beliefs and my best success, for me personally, as I've been picking players and finding them over the last half dozen, 10 years, and having actually really good success with some predominant guys, is still sitting down, looking at them, talking to them, walking around with them, having something to eat with them. There's no substitute for really trying to figure out somebody unless you look them deep in the eye, try to get into the depth of their soul and heart.
Right. No, I fully agree with that. I mean, that's the only way you really get to know people. It sounds to me, too, like maybe this is a way of modernizing what could be an outdated effort in terms of the Wonderlic to find out more of what these players are about, because it's interesting. This memo referenced that this is an exciting innovation, I'm quoting from it, that brings updated best practices from corporate America to the NFL football operations. And here's the other interesting thing, Bernie, that you'll relate to, that this new test was developed by a professor of industrial organizational psychology, but had input from current and former player personnel executives. One of them, of course, is Ernie Accorsi, formerly of the Browns. He'd been with the Giants. John Elway, Jerry Reese of the Elway of the Broncos, Reese of the Giants, and Thomas Dimitroff of the Falcons. Pretty respected guys in that group, including the guy who drafted you, Ernie Accorsi.
Well, anytime you say Ernie Accorsi's name, it still gives me goosebumps, and I'm a heck of a fan of him, obviously. Like I said, you said it perfectly. The Wonderlic is probably outdated. And, hey, technology, life, it's changing, and things have changed drastically over the last 10 years. And I'd really like to start seeing some of this stuff, but, again, these type of things are nice to do, and I think you should do them. But there's no substitute, again, for seeing that guy and hanging out with him and trying your best to get to know him.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Bernie, one other topic related to the college game and related to what we're going to be focusing on later this week in Indianapolis is how the draft itself might play out. Mike Mayock from NFL Network was talking recently to Peter King, and Peter King reported or quoted Mayock as saying that he did not think first-round trades would be anywhere near as plentiful as they were a year ago, and we know the Browns being involved in one to just move up one spot from fourth to third to be sure that they could get Trent Richardson. But the reason Mayock says that you'll see fewer trades this year is that he doesn't see much of a difference between the fifth and the 25th picks this year, and he doesn't really see the immediate difference makers in the top 10. What do you think of that?
I really tend to agree with him, and I respect and like Mike Mayock and a lot of the things he says. And the difference, though, where I think it's a little early to definitively say that, because just like last year, there was a little bit of a thing where people were saying, hey, between 14 or 13 and 29, there's not much difference, and we still saw a lot of trades. I really think as we get closer to the draft and those meetings happen and players come in and you do look them in the eye, you do spend a day or two with them, you do the research of their background and maybe go meet some of the friends and family back where people were close to him, and you tend to like and target and fall in love with a couple of guys.
Right.
And unfortunately, probably some other teams may fall in love with them, same couple of guys. So if you're maybe 20 and somebody else is 16 or 17, you saw Ozzie doing that last year. He did it by moving back, thinking he's still going to be able to get his guy. You saw Bill Belichick trying to move up a few spots to get his guy. Mike Brown, for one of the first times ever, and again, I'm not sure what people want to hear this in Cleveland, but I got the honor of spending a couple days with him, and he knows football. He moved back for one of the first times ever in the 21st, 22nd pick last year. So if guys have guys targeted and it's maybe four or five spots up or down, I still think you may see some of those.
Yeah, that will be interesting. And I think, too, when you have teams that can sit, you mentioned the Patriots for one example, and look at the Ravens as the defending Super Bowl champs will be picking 32nd. I mean, these teams that are picking at or near the bottom, San Francisco, on and on, Atlanta, they're probably happy because they'll if indeed what Mike Mayock is saying is correct, you could sit at the bottom end of this draft and feel that something of quality will come to you, or at least in terms of it wouldn't be of much less quality than if you're picking in the top 10.
You're right on. And again, and for people that are going to say, oh, there's not great players in this draft and all, this isn't a great draft, trust us, in a few years, we'll be finding guys that got picked 28th, 32nd, 57th, 99th. Jimmy Graham, it still eats my heart and soul that he's not a Cleveland Brown. But those things happen, and the good teams take advantage of it and figure out those diamonds, and there are diamonds and there will be in this draft.
Yep. Well, Bernie, great stuff, even playing hurt here. We appreciate it so much, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
See you this week.
All right, he is Bernie Kosar joining us on the Revel Wireless Hotline right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up for you on ESPN 850 WKNR.